Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. Longtime real estate investor. I'm the founder of Morris Invest, which is a full-service rental real estate company. This year, we are on pace to build about 700 homes with our team. Very exciting times because the demand has just been off the charts. We're in this incredibly robust housing market right now, and the demand for rental real estate has never been stronger. And because the government is printing money like it's going out of style, this inflation that we are seeing is making even more of a demand for buy and hold real estate as a hedge against inflation. On this show, we aim to make you a more intelligent real estate investor, and we take your questions on this particular show. You can always leave me a 30-second voicemail question if you would like by going to our website. Just go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton, morrisinvest.com/Clayton, and there you can leave me a 30-second investing question about taxes, real estate, doesn't matter, and we will dive into it. So we've got three questions today from our audience. And the first one is from Jenny. Let's listen in.
Hi, my name is Jenny. I'm just curious if I'm just starting out and want to get into real estate investing. I needed to know what it costs. I know when we have some stocks and there's fees, of course, for the management of those stocks. And for the real estate investing, I'm new to it. And I'm just curious what sort of fees are charged for real estate investing specifically with your company, obviously. Thanks.
Sure. So thank you, Jenny, for that question. I know that's a question a lot of people have there. When we do our live streams, we do our live stream every Tuesday here on the channel. And people are asking you like, well, what sort of additional fees are there to work with your company? And there are no additional fees. You know, you're simply buying the house and that's it. You own the house outright, 100%. The only ongoing fee that you would have is your property management fee, of course, and then paying your taxes, your property taxes. But of course, the property management fee can range, you know, anywhere from 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% or more. Depends on where you are in the country and what that management fee looks like. Because when you work with us, we're able to actually negotiate better overall prices with our property managers because we do so many properties with our property management team. So you're actually very often paying less than you would be if you did it on your own. You'd be paying, you know, 10, 12% for property management. So there is no ongoing fee. There is no, you know, I know that some companies will charge like a 10% maintenance fee on top of a maintenance phone call. Let's say there's a toilet issue just to work with that company. They might charge you an additional 10%. There are companies that do that. We don't do any of that. You own the property. There's no ongoing fee. You have access to our customer service team. It's a concierge. Anytime you need to speak with them about anything, they are there. There's no additional fees. So, you know, it's not like a financial advisor. It's not like, you know, having your money feed and taken out by financial advisors by having your money in a 401k where there's all these hidden fees. If you go to the website feex.com, you can plug in your 401k and you can see all of the hidden fees that are being taken out of your 401k plan that most people don't even know about. But that's the beauty of rental real estate. It's a house. You own it. It cash flows. You put the money in savings, pay down your mortgage, et cetera, and you pay your property taxes. And by the way, the property management fee is taken out of the rent. So you're not actually even paying that out of pocket. That's coming out of your rent that you're receiving. So anything above that, of course, is cash flow in your pocket that you can pay for your mortgage and put towards savings to invest in your next round of properties. So thank you, Jenny, for that question. All right, our next question comes to us from Priscilla. Let's listen.
Hi, Morris. It's a pleasure to leave you this message with your beautiful wife and that I see on your show and also your dog who's always with you. He's your buddy, I'm sure. Hey, but I have a question. I have an opportunity to buy a little over an acre piece of land in a very wonderful neighborhood. And they're asking $20,000 for the land. However, the homes in the area are going anywhere from $250,000 to $300,000. And I'm looking to possibly build a property there. I just want to get your feedback on what do you think about buying land and then building on it in a up-and-coming neighborhood that's real high, you know, not real high-end, but it's a great location. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Priscilla, your sweetheart. Thank you for your kind words. And yes, Grover is my one-year-old mini pincher who hurt his paw last week, racing me around the house and down and around outside. He got a little bloody paw. So he's resting right now over in my Pitt Snuggie, my University of Pitt Snuggie, which is, yes, my wife makes fun of me for it. But anyway, thank you, Priscilla, for the question. Okay, I have a couple of questions for you. Number one, are you planning to buy this land in order to build on it to live in? That's one totally different than buying this land to build on it to invest in as a building a house as a rental investment. So a couple of things to consider here. If you're going to buy it for you to live in, and again, I'm not a financial advisor, and I can't tell you, you know, what to do with your own money. But I think if you want to live in this particular neighborhood because you love this area and you think that this is a place you're going to be for a long time and you see the value in building a house here, great. I don't know what the price of land. Very often with land prices, you can usually get a really good price if you negotiate with the owner of that land. What you'll find is that unless it's publicly listed, like with a realtor, very often what you can do is you can actually pull up land property cards and find out who owns this particular piece of land. That's what I did. So we had a house on a lake in Pennsylvania. There were three plots of land that were adjacent and we didn't want anyone building on them. So I looked up through property and tax records and they're not listed for sale anywhere. Like they're not listed with a realtor. And so I was able to write to the owners of this property and make them an offer and say, you know, we are building a house in this area. I'd like to offer you this amount. And we were able to buy all three of them for very cheap because you know, they're just sitting there. They might be in a family trust and they're not moving. It's very difficult. So we were able to pick up those pieces of land. It sounds like you know the price. So it's probably listed for sale in the city. And if you're going to live there, great. You know, you just need to make that assessment whether or not you can find a builder. I would consult then with a builder, find out if you can get a construction loan on the property with a bank, find out, you know, what are the building requirements, you know, any restrictions, any zoning restrictions. I mean, all of those things go into building a property that you're going to live in. But great, good on you. But of course, materials, costs have gone up significantly. Cost of lumber has gone up. So all of those things you need to factor into this. Can you even find a builder right now? They are so busy. They are incredibly busy. So that these are all things to consider. And then on the other side of it is as an investment. This is very important to know your numbers here. So again, meeting with a builder, finding out overall cost to build this property, and then will it return the return on investment that I want? That's just one piece of this puzzle. You know, is it going to return through cash flow? Talking with a property management company, how much cash flow can I get on this property? Will it rent for $2,500 a month once it's built? You said it's an up and coming area. So what does that mean? Does that mean that the school district currently is great? For instance, where we build our new construction homes, I'll just show you so you can see on our website here. Like this is one of our new construction homes in Texas. In West Texas, and we bought this land, our team bought this land in the best school districts on purpose. So we bought up a whole bunch of land, so we're building a bunch of homes side by side in these different subdivisions because we know that the school districts are excellent, and we know that the rental demand there is off the charts, and so we have a waiting list for homes in these areas. So for instance, like if you're going to buy a piece of land like this, and you're going to build an infill home where next to existing homes, what will it rent for? You should be able to speak to property management teams in that location and find out what the rental rate is in that area. Then, of course, the builders, finding a builder that's reputable and designing a home to fit for that particular neighborhood so that it doesn't stand out like a weird sore thumb, that it kind of keeps the aesthetics of the neighborhood. And then what is the timetable and cost to build? Can you get a construction loan on this property? And then at the end of the day, will the ROI be there, or the internal rate of return? Will it be there for you to make sense in all of this? Or does it make sense for you to take that down payment and invest in an already built property that's already cash flowing? So that's just the numbers on the house building. Now I want to know about the demographics. Like these are things we look at very closely when we're building our homes for our clients. You know, what is the crime rate in this particular area? What is the population growth? I don't want to see population decline. What are the school districts like? Are there jobs? Are there, you know, diversity of jobs and Fortune 500 companies moving to this area? What is the transportation like, public transportation and schooling? All of those things have to weigh into this. So I don't want you to just blindly think it's just about how much the land costs and what is the cost to build. I want you to really sit down and be intentional about all aspects of this. So thank you, Priscilla. I hope that answers the question for you. It was a little more drawn out, but I didn't know if you're living in it or trying to buy it as an investment. Two different animals here. Are you new to real estate investing and you're wondering whether or not you can self-manage your properties? Well, we want to tell you about Rent Ready. Rent Ready is a really awesome property management software platform that allows you to manage your business from your computer or your phone. You can collect rent online, get paid, find the perfect tenant with their screening and listing services, and get your leases signed with the click of a button. And tenants really love using Rent Ready's app as well. It's super easy to use. They can pay rent using a card or ACH transfer or cash. They can set up auto pay, get renter's insurance if you require it, and even build their credit score through Rent Ready's new credit reporting feature. Did we also mention that Rent Ready is unlimited? That means that all of this is a flat price. There's no tricks or no hidden fees, no upcharges. Rent Ready is designed for people who manage their own properties, so you don't have to worry about paying more for building your business. You can start managing and scaling your rental properties without scaling costs. And Rent Ready has given us an amazing deal to pass along to our listeners of the show. You can get Rent Ready's annual plan for only $54. Yeah, $54 for the whole year at rentready.com. And when you use our special code INVESTING, that's rentready.com with code INVESTING, that's RENTREDI.com. And the code is INVESTING, INVESTING, at rentready.com to get Rent Ready's annual plan for only $54. All right, our next question comes to us from Chadwick.
Biden, we really enjoy the show. So my question is, my wife and I own a trailer on a piece of property. We own the property. This is not a trailer park. It is, however, a homeowners association. There is a lake, a gate, a clubhouse. It's really nice. And we paid around $32,500 for this place about 8 years ago. It's now worth about $90,000. However, no one will loan us any money on it to buy more property because it is a single wide. So we are wondering if there is a way to get our money out of it and keep the property because we make such a nice ROI on it without losing the property. Any thoughts or advice would be helpful and great.
Thanks, Chadwick. So I understand the difficulty. Single wides can be a little bit more difficult than double wides for pulling out equity in the property. But I'm wondering if you just haven't expanded your net to look even further because some banks just may not be interested, but you need to look. I mean, banks right now are sitting on so much capital. They've borrowed so much money from the federal government at incredibly low interest rates. And yes, they are willing to make money off of these low interest rates by maybe giving you a mobile home equity loan at a 5 or even 6% interest rate. So it might be a little bit higher and they will do it. You just have to look for it. I know it's a little bit more difficult because it's not a double wide, but it is usually based on the size and the size of the home or the single wide and of course the land itself. And typically they're not going to give you a loan below $10,000. Like that's just not even worth their time and the paperwork to get it done. And so normally, and this is an opportunity for you to get anywhere between $50,000 and $60,000 in a loan because you said about you have about $90,000 in equity in this situation right now, which is great. So again, you just need to shop around. There are different companies that do mobile home lending programs. I would just look more nationally on these through different websites. I mean, just even like, you know, jumping around some different websites. Looking at some of the different clearinghouse websites that do home equity loans with even if it's like with low income. So if you have an excellent credit score, if you've owned the mobile home and you have a loan on it, you have to be 18 years old or older. You must have an income source. I'm just reading off some of the criteria here from one of these particular lenders. And you have an ability to repay, for example, proof of income with pay stubs, investments, and tax returns. There is no reason, though, that you shouldn't be able to find one of these mobile home equity loan programs. You'll need to provide several documents, property information like property type, purchase price, address, purchase date, the estimated value of the property, your personal information, obviously marital status, social security number, et cetera, your income information, your W-2s. They're going to do a whole body cavity search, proof of hazard and homeowners and flood insurance. And of course, the two most recent documents from your tax returns, and any of your K-1s or LLC documents as well as that. But again, I've definitely heard of people being able to do these home equity lines of credit but they're not called home equity lines. They're called mobile home equity loan programs. They do exist. They are harder to find. It is easier to do it with a double wide than it is a single wide. In fact, we had a guest on the show a number of years ago who talked about some of this strategy, and then his name escapes me off the top of my head. But nevertheless, it is obviously much more difficult to do this because it's a riskier investment and banks are look at it as a more risky endeavor. However, if the equity is there and you prove the income and you have the wherewithal to pay it back, and they will check it through an appraisal process and the whole nine yards, then they are willing to lend this money. Again, they are borrowing so much money right now from the federal government. These banks are flush with capital and they're getting almost nothing, 0% interest on these loans that they're getting. They want to be able to lend these out in the form of mortgages. They want, even if they're going to put it at 5 or 6% because it's a slightly riskier investment loan for you, they are going to do that. They are willing to do it. You just need to shop around and search for it. So I hope that helps. I don't have a bank that I've ever used for mobile home loan equity programs. Otherwise, I would share that with you. So I would just recommend connecting with some of your local real estate meetups. Check out some of the different banking forums. Check on LendingTree.com is another good one we've had great success with, and see if you can shop around for different loan programs that are out there. But don't think that you can't find it. There's absolutely a way. And you may even consider doing it privately. That's another option as well. Through a local real estate meetup, you're going to find private money. Say, look, I've got this great piece of land. I've got a mobile home. I'd like an equity loan on it. Are you willing to do like a 5% personal loan for us? And I'm sure you'll be able to find something. You just got to be a little bit more diligent in looking for it. I hope that helps, Chadwick. Personal loan, private loan, and some of these mobile home equity loan programs, they're out there. It's just going to take a little bit harder time finding them. I know it's not easy. So thank you for those questions. If you have a question for us here on the show, you can absolutely leave us a voicemail. Just go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. Click on the little button there where you'll be able to record up to a 30-second voicemail question for us. Keep them short and sweet, and we will attempt to answer them right here on the show. Until next time, everyone, go out there, take action, and become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.